he experienced a moment's panic as he sailed straight toward the window, which passed when a second or so later he found he had gone right through the solid glass without apparently touching it. No one in the room remarked on his peculiar arrival, which is hardly surprising, as he wasn't there. He began to realize that the whole experience was merely a recorded projection which knocked six-track 70mm into a cocked hat. The room was much as Slarty Bartfast had described it. In 7.5 million years it had been well looked after and cleaned regularly every century or so. The ultra-mahogany desk was worn at the edges, the carpet a little faded now, but the large computer terminal sat in sparkling glory on the desk's leather top, as bright as if it had been constructed yesterday. Two severely dressed men sat respectfully before the terminal and waited.
"The time is nearly upon us," said one.
And Arthur was surprised to see a word suddenly materialize in thin air just by the man's neck. The word was Loonquall, and it flashed a couple of times and then disappeared again. Before Arthur was able to assimilate this, the other man spoke, and the word Fouk appeared by his neck.
75,000 generations ago, our ancestors set this program in motion, the second man said. And in all that time, we will be the first to hear the computer speak.
An awesome prospect, Fouk, agreed the first man.
And Arthur suddenly realized he was watching a recording with subtitles.
We are the ones who will hear, said Fouk, the answer to the great question of life.
The universe, said Loonquall,
and everything.
Shh,
said Loonquall with a slight gesture.
I think Deep Thought is preparing to speak.
There was a moment's expectant pause while panels slowly came to life on the front of the console. Lights flashed on and off experimentally and settled down into a business-like pattern. A soft, low hum came from the communication channel.
Good morning, said Deep Thought at last.
Good morning, oh Deep Thought, said Loonquall nervously. Do you have,
an answer for you? Interrupted Deep Thought majestically. Yes, I have.
The two men shivered with expectancy. Their waiting had not been in vain.
There really is one, breathed Fouk.
There really is one, confirmed Deep Thought.
To everything? To the great question of life, the universe, and everything?
Yes.
Both of the men had been trained for this moment. Their lives had been a preparation for it. They had been selected at birth as those who would witness the answer. But even so, they found themselves gasping and squirming like excited children.
And you're ready to give it to us?
Urged Loonquall.
I am.
Now?
Now, said Deep Thought.
They both licked their dry lips.
Though I don't think, added Deep Thought, that you're going to like it.
Doesn't matter, said Fouk. We must know it. Now.
Now? Inquired Deep Thought.
Yes, now.
All right,
said the computer, and settled into silence again. The two men fidgeted. The tension was unbearable.
You're really not going to like it, observed Deep Thought.
Tell us!
All right, said Deep Thought. The answer to the great question...
Yes?
Of life, the universe, and everything, said Deep Thought.
Yes!
Is, said Deep Thought, and paused.
Yes!
Is?
Yes?
42, said Deep Thought, with infinite majesty and calm.